Hey, everybody. You're listening to Crystal here with the Plant Pusher podcast. And what's really, really exciting is that we're here with you to always talk about all things plants, colors, textures, shapes, their impacts on your life. I love working with plants. I love introducing you to new plants. And here at Plant Pusher, that's what I do. I push you straight to the plants. Hey, everybody. It's Crystal. I am your favorite plant pusher. And today on Plant Pusher, we are discussing those that float, those that are juicy, and those that are ripe. That's right. It's that time where beautiful cranberries are in season. And I love cranberries. I use them in so many varieties personally, whether it's by drinking them, exfoliating with them, hydrating with them. I just love cranberries, okay? Throw them in a smoothie. They're phenomenal and they're powerful. So what I like about them most, though, is that, you know, I love the vibrant red color to cranberries. So I can also use them like the color things. And that's one of the things I enjoy most. But let's dive into the world of cranberries. I want you guys to know so much more. So cranberries are native to North America. And they've been enjoyed for centuries by so many different groups of people, especially Native American tribes. You know, and whether they're used for culinary or for medicinal purposes, people have always found the beauty and strength in cranberries. So the name cranberry comes from the German word craniberry. I think I pronounced that wrong. Okay, sorry. But the beautiful word resembles the head and the bill of a crane. So craneberry, aka cranberry, as you can see, the connection is gorgeous because the flowers on the cranberry are just beautiful. And cranberries are unique. You know, they grow in bogs or wetlands. So they need that acidic, you know, cool, wet environment that's nutrient rich so that it can be in the perfect condition for the plant to survive. A lot of people forget that cranberries are a plant. The berries themselves are small and round. They taste really tart. And they're typically harvested in the fall, okay? That time of year where you can snuggle and cuddle and have the beautiful look of cranberries and the taste of the sauce. It's just gorgeous. So a lot of cranberry farmers wade through their flooded fields, and that's how they collect all their floating berries. So, you know, one of the most popular uses of cranberries is cranberry sauce. You know it's that time of year. Y'all put it on the table. You lay it out from a can, or somebody gets a little jazzy, wants to razzle-dazzle up the event and make their own, okay? Go with your own caution on that. Because some people can be great at it, but I think if that's the case, then we need a whole cranberry buffet. We need to have like a flight of cranberry sauces where we can try them all, a spicy version, a sweet version, a smoky version, a standard version. But fresh cranberry sauce can be the business. It just needs to be made just right. And just in case somebody messes it up, please have a can of emergency cranberry sauce in the cabinet for those who need it most. Okay. We have to show love to everybody. It's very important in the cranberry world. All right. So when you think about that, though, don't forget that they're not just a holiday treat. That cranberries, they can be enjoyed in a variety of forms, whether it's dried or the juice or a cocktail. I make beautiful soap from cranberries and all kind of really cool things. So like I said, I love cranberries. But more than anything else, I want everybody to take some time and remember that there are so many health benefits to cranberries. I mean, these little berries are packed with antioxidants, and those protect the cells in your body. And the cells in your body, they need protection and love. We want them to be protected because they can be damaged by free radicals. So they're also a good source of vitamin C and fiber and various phytonutrients, which are important. I love phytonutrients. I take them in greens every day too. So studies have shown that consuming cranberries may help prevent urinary tract infections, improve your heart health, and even reduce the risk of certain types of cancer. So as you can see, cranberries are coming looking good, filled with goodness, ready for you. They're awesome. Okay. So as you can plainly see, it's about more than just the holiday table. So another interesting fact about cranberries, their association not only with the holiday of Thanksgiving, but it's believed that initial settlers here in America, or you know what? We're not going to say they're initial settlers. We're going to say they were visitors that stayed long term. Okay, also known AKA as pilgrims, learned about cranberries from Native Americans who were the OGs of the OGs of the OGs of the land, along with other people of dark skin complexions. I digress. Cool thing about that is they incorporated them into their Thanksgiving feast. And since then, cranberries have become a symbol of the holiday and often used for traditional recipes. But we also know that in other tribal celebrations that the pumpkin is equally as popular, the gourd is popular, certain fowl are used in other ethnic groups, and then other forms of celebratory meals are used as well. And there were things that were native to the land, whether it be by corn, certain grains. We lived off the land. So we don't want to get wrapped up into some of these old historic notions that sometimes are a little bit more like fairy tales, and they are historically accurate about the whole table and the turkey and the feast, because that's not exactly how things went. But we know that getting together with those that you care about and giving them some of that plant cacao, aka cranberries, makes for a beautiful, delicious treat. So doesn't matter if you like it. I love it. So cranberries are not only delicious and nutritious, but they also have a fascinating history and cultural significance. Whether it's from their native roots or American holiday traditions, cranberries have truly made their mark on the American culture. So I love it when you wash and exfoliate with cranberries. You might like them in your belly, but I'll tell you, try them in a tea, try them in a cocktail, try them as an exfoliator, try them in a smoothie. Drink them to take care of your kidneys and your body and so much more. My name is Crystal. I am your plant pusher, and I am so glad you stopped by. Peace. This show, Plant Pusher Podcast, is brought to you by Possibilities Podcast Platform. We appreciate you listening. Stay tuned. Your favorite episode is up next.